In any group of animals, there's always some that seek preeminence. They want to be the leader. They want to be the number one. They want to be top of the pecking order. Sometimes this gets out of hand, and they will bully one another, push one another until they get what they want. When the shepherd is present, when he speaks to them, when he calls them by their name. Most of you remember times when if you were misbehaving, if your parent was close by, all they had to do is to speak your name. You knew the tone they were using, the sharpness of the words, what you must do. You knew that if you didn't straighten out, it was going to be too wet to plow. Of course, that's a term my dad used to use with me. He'd say, son, if you don't do what I'm instructing you to do, it's going to be too wet to plow for you. But I have discovered over the years that wherever God has sent me and whatever mission God had in mind for me, I've discovered that he would be with me because he would never leave me alone nor forsake me. Therefore, I shall not fear. I lay me down to sleep. And if I should die before I wake, I know the Lord my soul will take. In 2 Timothy, Paul was writing to his young protege, and he said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. A mind that's at ease, at peace, not harassed or obsessed by fear, or trying always to be number one, be first in line, have the preeminence. Yet there are some in the flock that is never satisfied or contented. In spite of having such a shepherd as this, they are never content. They are dissatisfied, always thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. These are those carnal Christians. Let me tell you a story that I read, written by Philip Keller, the author of the book that inspired these lessons. Philip Keller was an East African shepherd, sheep owner. And he said, I had a sheep like that one time, never satisfied, restless, discontented. She was an attractive sheep, beautifully proportioned. She bore sturdy lambs that matured early. But in spite of all of these good qualities, she was restless, discontented, a fence jumper. She would either jump the fence or find herself a way around it. No matter what field or pasture that she was in, she was always searching the fence line, looking for a loophole that she could get through and feed on the other side. Not only was she doing it, she taught her lambs the same trick. They followed her example. And not only that, she was setting a bad example for the other sheep. In a short time, she began to lead others through that same hole. He said, I finally came to the conclusion that in order to save the rest of the flock, she would have to go. He said, I could not allow one obstinate, discontented sheep to ruin the whole ranch operation. He said, I loved her the same as I loved the others. But one morning, I took the killing knife in hand and butchered her. Her career of fence jumping was cut short. It was the only solution. This was a sheep who, in spite of all that the shepherd had done to give her the very best care, she still wanted something else. This should be a solemn warning to the carnal Christian, the backslider, the one who wants the best of both worlds, a source of unrest and discontent, which will cause the sheep not to lie down is that tension, that rivalry, and cruel competition within the flock itself. In every animal society, there is an order of dominance within the group. We call it the pecking order. Among sheep, the shepherds call it the budding order. Usually, it is an arrogant and domineering old sheep that will be the boss of a bunch of sheep. She maintains position of prestige by budding others from the best grazing or favorite bed ground. This happens all the way down to the lease. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.